I'm sorry to cut you off there, Paula. It's 10 minutes time for the official call of Coffee with the Coder, episode 80. We are delighted to have all of you dialing in, and welcome if you just got here. Before we jump into today's call, I do want to send out a special, and I did mention it to Paula, so I'm not going to catch her off guard today. But we have the first replay of our CPT Updates 2020 webinar. So the first replay is going to be tomorrow, the last day of the year, December 31st, starts at noon Eastern, so that's 9 o'clock Pacific, and I'm going to give you a code. So those of you who are not already paid subscribers at AQIQ and you want to come to this and you want to pay less than $99, we've got a special deal for you because you called on Coffee with Decoder. I've got a code for you. If you use this code when you go to pay for it, it will change the price to $30.20. It's 2020. I couldn't quite get down to $20.20, but I got $30.20, so that's awesome. That's a savings of like two-thirds. And it's a 90-minute session, so oh my goodness. If you use the code COFFEE30, it's going to take it down to $30.20. So just wanted to throw that out there in case you would like to hear Paula give our 90-minute CPT update for 2020. And so now let me turn my attention back over to you, Paula. Good morning.
Well, hold on, Pam, because we forgot to mention. So, you know, hey, if you're calling in now and you didn't call in for the insiders portion, we forgot to mention that on the insiders portion, they actually get it for 2020, guys. So if you're an insider, Pam, they're going to reach out to you. Yeah. So you get it for $10 less, which is the year 2020 coming up. And it's, again, 90-minute session. And she'll get you that information if you are an insider.
Okay, sweet. So are you ready to get started on these last few questions for 2019?
Absolutely.
All righty. So this first question that we're dealing with today is Beverly, and she works in an inpatient rehab. She says, I have a simple question. I just need some clarification. If on the pre-assessment a disease is documented and signed by the physician, can I code it?
Yes, with some caveats. So this is a good question, and we have had this discussion over and over and over again in rehabs, because many times what happens with the pre-admission screen is, and this is for, you know, maybe those of you who don't know, in the inpatient rehab facility, usually it's an admission liaison that will go out or will call and have communication with the referring source, and sometimes with the patient as well, many times with the patient as well. And they will fill out a document called the pre-admission screen, and it gives all the patient history and what led the patient to need to go into inpatient rehab and what is qualifying them for an inpatient rehab admission. So the physician actually will use this information to bring the patient in and respond to that. The physician is required by CMS to fill out or to create a post-admission physician evaluation within 24 hours of admission. And when they are required to do that, so that's not necessarily the H&P, although many combine it with the H&P, they have to agree or disagree with what is in that pre-admission screen and why the patient is there and if they're appropriate for rehab. So that said, oftentimes, the pre-admission screen gets more detailed, gets more information. So the way that I review a chart is I will start with reading, and this is an inpatient rehab chart, start with reading that pre-admission screen because it gives you the snapshot of what's going on with the patient if it's a good screen. Then move on over to the H&P, the plan of care, and the post-admission physician evaluation. What should happen is that the information that is relevant to the encounter should be brought over from the pre-admission screen to the H&P, post-admission physician eval, plan of care, and it should incorporate, you know, all of the relevant information. What does happen oftentimes is that the physician may leave out information, and so the question is, can we go back to the screen and code it? So I will say yes, however, be aware and be clear, because the pre-admission screen is a physician-validated document. Now, hold on. Sometimes in your facility, it may be something different, so you need to make sure it's a physician-validated document. It should be. So it can be coded from. However, you want to make sure that it is consistent with the treatment that was provided, because, you know, oftentimes physicians will document a treatment and not associate it to a diagnosis. So there may be, it may cause you to have a query situation with the provider because something was in the screen and not in the actual notes of the medical record. So the answer is yes, with caveat. So be real careful, be real leery. You want to make sure that it is consistent with the care that is provided and documented. And it, again, it may need a query, and you may need to ask the physician to addend the record to make sure the information is in there, particularly if it's relevant. Now, sometimes I see things like the physician is documenting CHF, and in the screen it gets more clear to the type and location of that CHF. So in that case, I would absolutely get that greater specificity. So there you go.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so now we're going to move to outpatient. Trina has gone to the website and looked for the drop-down that says Ask Us, where she has submitted a question, and it's OBGYN related. And it's a little bit sad. So anyway, it says, say for instance, you have a patient that is 9 years old, and she's currently pregnant. However, coding diagnosis covers between the ages of 12 and 55. So I need help coding for anxiety, pregnant at 9, 28 weeks gestation.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is sad. When we read this question, it was like, wow, can you be pregnant at 9? I suppose so. Anyway, I just want to ask, what was your source for the information? We scoured the official guidelines of ICTN and could not find a rule that said the diagnosis code had to be between 12 and 55, or the diagnosis codes for what you're looking at. Now, if we missed it, please reach back out. What we did find indicates that ICTN says for a patient who is under 16 at the expected date of delivery, refer to 009.6 category for supervision of high-risk young mother. So that said, the code is reported per trimester and whether the patient is single or multigravida. For anxiety during pregnancy, you're going to go to the 099.34 category. Again, and this code is reported per trimester, and the ICTN guidelines state that the supervision of the high-risk pregnancy code is reported first. So the 009.6 category code, and I'm saying category because there's a range there, would be reported first for that young mother. But again, we couldn't find anything other than there were some websites that indicated that age range, but there was nothing in the official guidelines, in coding clinic, by CMS. You know, we really heavily started, you know, looked through trying to find that guideline. So again, please share with us where you found that guideline, and we'll do further research. But in the official guideline, we couldn't find that age restriction, just 16 or under, or excuse me, who is under 16, not 16 or under, who is under 16 would be that high-risk code.
Thank you, thank you. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay, so I have an anonymous question. Can a PT see a patient in the home and be reimbursed?
Oh, wow, great question. The answer is yes, but it is paid under the Medicare physician fee schedule. So it's often cost prohibitive to see a patient in the home because you've got to pay, you know, either you're the employer and you're paying the PT to go and, you know, see the patient in their home, rather than seeing them in the office. And you're getting the same rates as seeing them in the office. You're not getting any travel differential or anything like that. If the patient is under a home health prospective payment system, meaning they are actually a home health patient, not just receiving therapy in the home, home health are responsible to provide, either directly or under arrangements, all outpatient rehabilitation therapy services to beneficiaries receiving services under a home health plan of care. No other provider or supplier will be paid for these services during the time the beneficiary is covered Part A stay. So that said, if they're in home health, you cannot send a PT to their house that is not associated with that home health because they're not going to pay you separately. You can do it. There's going to be free services. CMS indicates for home health agencies, the CPT coding for outpatient rehab services is required only when the home health provides such services to individuals that are not homebound and therefore not under a home health plan of care. So they can go out to a patient's home, but you need to make sure that patient is not already under home health agency care. And, again, the fees might be cost prohibitive for you. But I would do some checking with your private insurance payers to see, you know, how they work that. But CMS is not going to do anything other than pay what they would normally pay for an office visit. So there you go, Pam. And just real quick mention before you mug the specials again, just in case anybody missed them.
Yes. Okay, so because you dialed in today, there is a webinar coming tomorrow, regardless of having called the coder today. And it's the first replay of our CPT Updates 2020 with Paula Digby. And the price of that webinar is $99. It is actually a 90-minute webinar, lots of detailed information. And because you dialed into Coffee with the Coder, there you can use the code COFFEE30, which will reduce the price of the webinar from $99 down to $30.20. It's automatic. It put it in your shopping cart and use that code. If you are an insider, like you're on the Insider Facebook group, I'm going to post the information there. Or if you actually called in 10 minutes early before the pre-call, reach out to me through the normal method you have to reach AQIQ, and I will give you a different code because insiders get an extra $10 off. So, okay, now I'm about to mug somebody. There were two non-anonymous questions today. There was Trina and Beverly. So I have their names on slips of paper under my desk, and I've just been spinning them around, so I have no idea whose name is on top, and we're best to find out. So let's see who's going to win. It's Trina. Thank you for sending that question, Trina. I'm going to reach out to you and see where to mail your mug, and you can be an insider by sending in your mugshot. So there was lots of different ways to get to be an insider, and your mugshot is a picture of you and us. So use your mug that we sent you or our website or write AQIQ on a piece of paper, whatever. Just be creative and send us your mugshot so you can be an insider too. We're delighted you joined us today. We got 2 weeks to go. Episode 81 will be on January 13th. We are so looking forward to seeing you then. And Happy New Year.